Good morning, it's Saturday, July 11th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's biggest story is semaglutide's Phase 3 Alzheimer's trial failure, a sobering check on one of cognitive medicine's most watched hypotheses, despite observational data suggesting 40 to 70% lower AD risk with the drug. UCSF and Samsung's new 1,000-person TADA study takes the opposite approach, building the real-world, longitudinal data that may finally close such evidence gaps. Saul Newman challenges the demographic foundations of the Blue Zones narrative, and Peter Attia dissects what a new sleep mortality meta-analysis can and cannot tell us. Aviato Research adds original analysis to an issue built around one theme: test the evidence first, starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. The headline, Semaglutide Fails Its Biggest Alzheimer's Test. But the data still offers clues. According to CTAD Conference, the Phase 3 EVOKE trial tested whether semaglutide, Ozempic, Wegovy, could slow cognitive decline in Alzheimer's disease, and the results were disappointing, despite striking observational data from over 1 million patients showing 40 to 70% lower rates of first-time Alzheimer's diagnoses with the drug versus other diabetes medications. This is the one to read today. UCSF and Samsung launch 1,000-person trial to track brain aging in the real world. From Neuroscience News. The TADA study, a partnership between UCSF Neuroscape and Samsung, is enrolling 1,000 adults to map cognitive aging across the lifespan using consumer wearables, making it one of the largest and most technologically ambitious remote brain aging trials ever attempted. Could a tuberculosis vaccine train your immune system to fight Alzheimer's? From Fight Aging, researchers are reporting results from a small trial testing whether the BCG tuberculosis vaccine can produce lasting trained immunity, a durable reprogramming of the innate immune system that reduces the chronic neuroinflammation associated with Alzheimer's risk. In supplement news, Stanford expert makes the case for creatine as a longevity supplement, especially for women. From Nutritional Outlook, Stanford's Dr. Urolithin A, promising anti-aging molecule, but there's a thousandfold dosing problem. From Rapamycin Longevity News, a narrative review compiling 73 studies argues that Urolithin A UA, a postbiotic compound gut bacteria produced from pomegranate and berry polyphenols, activates mitophagy via PINK1 parkin and rebuilds mitochondrial capacity through AMPK-SIRT1-PGC1A. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.